Yud-Alf on the days. Tani Chadalo, Yetzi Hazov Bekiso, Vim Yotze Potter. Hazov, who's having an issue come out of his body. So, one man, the Omer, says that he's not allowed to go out with a, like a pocket around his aver to catch the issue. And if he, but if he does, he's potter, because he's not motzi, kederach hamotzi, and that's not the normal way to carry. V'tanya idach, lo yetze v'myotze chayiv chatas. Another brisa says that if he does wear this thing outside to Rosh Hashanah, he's chayiv chatas. Omer Rav Yosef lo kasha, ha Rav Meir, ha Rav Yehuda. Right, that Rav Meir says that if you carry, even an umman, who carries something the way he normally carries it, or the way that he sometimes normally carries it. So he's potter, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's chayiv, right? Since that's sometimes normal for an umman to walk with a pencil behind his ear, or with a needle stuck into his clothing. So if he carries like that, he's chayiv. Same thing over here. A zav, when he's a zav, is what's it called, normal for him to wear this kis. It's not considered a baggage, so it's not considered mamish clothing. It's tied on, it's carrying. But it's carrying in the normal way for a zav. So Rabbi Yehuda hold your chayiv, and Rabbi Meir hold not. Amar Abaya, Emer de Shamasle, Rabbi Meir, b'midid lav haynu urche. B'midid haynu urche, mishamasle. Right, the Maisa, even Rabbi Meir, who holds it in umen, is potter. If he carries the way he sometimes carries something, that's only because he only sometimes carries it like that. It's not normal for all umnim atilu to carry a pencil behind their ear. And they only do it, like Rashi says, if they want to publicize the fact that they're a sofer. Then they walk with their quill behind their ear. But normally a sofer carries a quill in his hand. So that's when Rav Meir holds that even if he carries it behind his ear, which sometimes he does, since most of the time even a sofer carries a quill in his hand and not behind his ear, he's potter. But by a zav, that's the normal for all Zavim, to wear this kind of kis. Now, it's not something that you do only sometimes. Whenever you're a Zav, you wear that kind of kis. So it's normal all the time for a Zav. Because if you don't hold like that, could come out there in Meir holes, the only time you're chayiv on something is if you do it the way that an umin normally does it. Now, you do it the way it's normally done, what's it called, in its most perfect state. And that's not true. Nice if a person, what's it called, carves out something on Shabbos, and he doesn't do it the way that a professional would do it, but he does it the way a hedyot would do it. So he's a vari chayiv, right? You're not chayiv on Shabbos only if you do it a professional way. Even if you do it the unprofessional way, but you accomplish what you were accomplishing, you're chayiv. Same thing over here. You don't have to carry dafka in a professional way. If that's the normal way to carry, right, it's not the most professional way to do it, you're also chayiv. Elo omer av menuna lo kasha. Kan b'za bal shtei rios, kan b'za bal gimel rios. It depends if, what's it called, if he really needs this kis or not. If he's a zav bal shtei rios, so what's it called, the halacha is like this. A zav bal shtei rios is what's it called, has to check to see if he's going to have a third riyah. And if he has the third riyah, then he's going to become a zav godel, and he's going to have to bring a korban, right, and they need shiva nekiyim, and what's it called? Even if he only has two riyos, he also is going to have shiva nekiyim. One riyah is keri. Two riyos, he's a zav klotin, he doesn't have to bring a korban, but he has to have shiva nekiyim before he can come tar. Three riyos, he's a, what's it called, a zav gadol, and he needs, what's it called, the shiva nekiyim, and he has to bring a korban. So if he has two riyas, Rashi says, chayim, if he shakis sarech lo livdok asum amira od shlishis, the yeh zav gomer le korban. Right? He has to know if he's going to have a third riyas. So he has to have this thing to see, to catch any issue that he has, to see if he's going to be a zav with three riyas or not. The kivin tzricholo havi leili didei derech otzav bekach. Since he needs it, that's called the normal way for him to carry. Okay, let's just go back and see the Rashi's told here. Kis she'osim lezav v'koshel lepi ha'ama lekabel bo es hazov. Right, they make a little thimble or something that they tie on the end of the ama to catch the issue. This is the way he normally carries a zav, this thing. The things before were things that normally even an uman carried with his hand. Except when he wants to publicize that he's an uman. So then Reb Meir held that since that's not the normal way for this uman to carry all the time, it's just sometimes, then that's not called the normal way of carrying. Ein derech hotzasu ela bekat, aval kis lezor, ein derech hotzasu ela bekat, mishavas le potter. But if somebody who's in this situation always carries this thing like that, who said Reb Meir would hold your potter? Dilo teimahachi, the mother Reb Meir, but mishik kol darko bekat, that if what's it called, if you don't hold Reb Meir holds it, even if this for this person it's always the derech to do it like that, that's still called not the derech unless you do it the way that that's always done professionally, right? Head your chachak bo bebekas, hold the eno umin, the ein derech hakika bekach. He's not a professional, right? It's not the normal way for a professional to carve something out. Hachinami the potter Reb Meir. You can tell me he's potter. In kein lo mechayev Reb Meir b'shabes elo umin. Right, it comes out there, and there's only mechayiv the professionals on Shabbos. That's not shayich. If you do the malacha in a way that for you is normal, then that's what's called the malacha. El al korcho, the kol derech hakikaso shel zeh bekach mechayiv. Since that's the normal way for you to do this malacha, that's called kederech. V'achanami ho, the kol derech hotzo lezula zeh bekach chayiv. Therefore, for a zav, the whole way of carrying this thing always is this way, so that's, it should be chayiv, even according to Reb Meir. Zov bal shtei rios, chayiv lefi shakis sorech lo livdok atzum, yira ot shlishis, via zav gomer le korban. The kiva nitzricha lo, havi le didei derech hotzos ubekach. If he has only two rias, he has to know if he's going to have a third ria or not. So then he has to wear this thing, and that's a normal way for him to carry this thing and to wear it. But if what's it called, he has already three rias, then there's no need for him to wear it. Right? Then a zov bal shalosh rios doesn't wear a thing like this. There's no purpose for it. Shemar says that's not true. Maishno azov bal shtei rios dechayev the miboyle lebdika zov bal gimel no miboyle the sphere. There's a reason why even a zov who's a zov gomer, he has already three rios, why he has to wear this keys, because now he starts counting shiva nikiyim. He has to have seven clean days where he has no issue at all. So he has to wear this keys to see if he has any issue or not. Shemar says lo tznitzruchel lebo b'yom. Now we're talking that third day. The day that he, what's it called, saw the third Riyah, he can't start counting Shiva Nikiyim, the seven clean days. He can only start from the next day. So that day, there's absolutely no reason for him to wear this keys. Right? He doesn't have to know if he's a Zav, because he is a Zav. There's no, he can't be more of a Zav. He doesn't have to start Shiva Nikiyim, because that's not until the next day. So there's no reason for him to have this keys on to see if he has an issue or not. It's not going to make any difference if he has more of an issue on the third day or not. Mar says, no, but homi boyele kadeshli tan fukela. He needs it for another reason. He shouldn't get the issue all over his clothes. He needs it to protect his clothing from the becoming dirty with the issue from his body. Omrim Zeira, Haitanahu da Omar Kolat Silitunath Loka Khoshut. Right, saving something just from becoming dirty, that's not enough of a reason to be considered something khoshut that makes a difference halachically. So if you carry something only because you want to save yourself from getting dirty, that's not a good enough reason to be considered kederah, as is evident from the following Mishnah. Let's see the Rashi till now. Miboyele l'sfira, d'chsiv, d'chiyitar hazov, v'sofar lo shivas yomim. When the zov becomes tor, he stops having the issue, he has to count seven clean days. Zayin nekiyim. The tzorichu lekis, the vara lo hayom b'nikias. He has to have this thing on him to see if he had an issue or not. She'ilu yira be'echad mehem yistro esakol. Right? If he sees on any of the seven clean days an issue, it's going to be soser. It's going to take away the entire days, or the 7 days have to be consecutive. The bo'ina ritzufin. You need consecutive days. Asiva tara. So tara achas lekulam. One tahara. You have to have 7 consecutive days. If any time in the middle he saw an issue, he has to start the 7 days again. Shalote tumah mafsekes b'neihem. Lebo b'yom. The also yom Shabbos. Ro hariyah shlishis. That Shabbos he saw the third riyah. The shuv eino tzarech lekis kol also yom. That day he doesn't need that kis anymore. because he already is a Zav Gadol. If he sees another Riyah, it's not going to make him any worse. And if he doesn't see a Riyah, it's not going to start a Shiva Nekiyim either. It's not till the next day. Sheino Sayomi Minyan Akiyim. Lo Chashiv Hilkach Lav Derech Otsoa Hilal. Since the purpose of carrying is to save yourself from becoming dirtied, that's not important enough a thing to be considered to make it the derech to carry something. How do we know that? Disnan Hakofik Ka'ora La Kosov. Right? Imbishvil Shetuda Hakora Harizu Bechiyuta. Halach is like this. That if you have a peiris, any kind of food, it's not mekabel tuma until liquid, one of the seven liquids gets on it. And the halacha is that the liquids have to go on in a way that you're nicha with it. You don't have to put it on purpose, but if it goes on by accident, right, but you're happy about it, right, you're satisfied with the fact that that liquid is on there, then it's mekabel tuma from that point on. Okay, then it's mukshel mekabel tuma. It's now capable of being mekabel tuma because it came in contact with one of the seven liquids, and it's done, what's it called, with your satisfaction. You're satisfied the liquids are there. Because if you don't want the liquids to be there, they came on without you putting it on, and you're not happy about it being there, then it's not mekabel tuma. That's not called heksher. It has to be something where you're satisfied with the fact that the liquid is there. So if you put a plate or whatever, a pot on a wall, okay, and there's fruit in the pot, and you want the pot to be on the roof, so the rain will come and clean off the pot. So you're happy that there's water inside the pot, right? You want the pot to be cleaned off, yeah? There's hariza b'chiyuta. Then the halacha is that it's mekabel tuma, it's mukshar, because the water that comes onto that pot, mimela goes on the fruit, is what's it called, is you're happy about it. In b'shvil shalo yilke hakoso, but if you put the pot there just to protect the wall, that the rain shouldn't go on the wall, right? It's to prevent the rain from going on the wall, ain't of the chiyuta, right? There, it's not what's it called, considered heksher, because just protecting the wall is not enough of a reason to be considered like you want the water. You don't really want the water. You just want the wall not to get dirty. If you could find some other way of the wall not getting dirty, be very happy. You don't want the water b'chlap. You just want the water away from the wall. So you're not happy that the water is on the pot. Right? You would rather the water doesn't in there at all. So you see, just protecting something from dirt, from the water, is not a chashuv enough thing to be considered that you're satisfied with that liquid. Mara says, no, me dummy. Hasam klo boilu honey mashkin cloud. There you don't want the water at all. You'd be happy if it doesn't rain the cloud. If it rains, then you want this pot to take the water and separate it from the wall. Hacha klo boilu lahaikis lekabule beziva. Here you want, what's it called, the kis to be there in order to separate the ziva from your body, right, from your clothing. You don't want to get dirty. So you want that kis. Here, the kis is the thing that you're chayiv on, not the ziva, right? So the kis you want. Over there, it's the liquid that's significant. The liquid you don't want. So there's no connection between not wanting the liquid over there and just to protect the wall. If the pot would be the thing, that would be a similar thing, right? There, I only want the pot in order to, what's it called, keep the water away, right? There, the pot, though, is not the ikar. We're talking about the water. The water, you don't want the chlal. Here, we're talking about carrying the keys. Is carrying the keys in order to save yourself from dirt, is that something important or not? Yeah, I do want the keys. I want the keys there. It's not as if I wouldn't want the keys at all. Of course you want the keys. Ha'ilo damiel l'seifa. This can only be compared to the seifa of this Mishnah, which would say that the keys is an important thing. Areva shiora delif l'tocha. Right, if you have a trough, right, that it's something's leaking into it, right, water is leaking into the trough, it's dripping into the trough. Mayim hanitozin v'hanitzofim eino b'chiyiton. So the water that splashes out of that and splashes onto fruit, that's not b'chiyuton, because you didn't want that water to stafka splash out of there or whatever onto the fruit. V'shebesochar is a b'chiyuton. But the water that remains inside it and goes on fruit, That is b'chiyutan, because you do want the water inside the areva. Here the same thing, you want that kis. So even though it's to protect something else, but you want the water in there, same thing over here, even though it's to protect your body, but you want that kis there. That's good enough reason to be considered hotzah, right? You're wearing it to keep your body clean, and that's called kederach, right? That's an important enough reason to be considered that you're carrying and be chayiv on Shabbos. See Rashi. Kofa kar ala kosos, shiordin gisham malav. There's rain coming on this wall, and you put a pot over the wall. Right, because you made this raindrops important. Even though you're not happy that the water maybe goes on the peros that's in the pot, right? But you want the pot to get this water in it because you want to clean off the pot. Since lechatchila you put the pot there to get the water in it to clean it out, right? Even though afterwards it went on the fruit that was there, and that you weren't necessarily interested in, but since lechatchila you wanted the water to go into this pot l'ratzon, even if in the end when it went on the peiros of shelo l'ratzon, that's considered machsher. Shelo yilke d'hainu atzilu timut. Now you're just protecting something from getting dirty. Lo chashiv le hach kviya. Then it's not considered important, right, that it should be considered that you were satisfied with the water going on this thing, because basically you would rather the water wasn't there b'chlal. Mar says, mi domi. Halom nicha le bahanach mashkin klal. Over here, you don't want the rain at all. You want it shouldn't be on the wall. So you want to protect the wall, right, and therefore you don't want it dafka to be on the pot. You just don't want it to be on the wall. And you'd be happy if there wasn't any rain altogether. Uvertzona l'yardu, you would be happy if the rain didn't fall altogether. The noi nami de kfiyas kaira chashivale anan chashivusa de mashkin bo'inan. Here, you want the pot, but you don't want the rain. And l'gabi hechsher, it's the liquid that has to be l'ratzon, not the pot. Pot has nothing to do with it. Ukfiyazu enu el l'galos alehen she'enu chofetz b'hen. Here, when you put the pot to protect the wall, you're showing you don't want this rain. Here, it's not the ziva we're talking about, it's the kis. Is this kis important or not? Right? The ka'ara could be important over there too. The pot's important to me because I want to protect the wall. The water's not important to me. So the water is what makes the heksher, not the pot. But over here, it's the kis that you're carrying, not the ziva. So is the kis important to you or not? Yeah. It can be important to protect something from dirt. But over there, enochanami, the pot's important because it's protecting the wall from getting dirty. But the water's not important to you. The komi boyele lahatzal v'godem. Halo damya, al-korchi, ma-hechsher zroyim bosle demuyo. If you want to compare it to hechsher, lo sedami alahach, compare it to the end of the Mishnah. Shiyora delef letocha, Mishnah hid meseches machshirin, hashnuya achar haseifa, da kofes akara, v'hochitna. Areva shiyora na delef letocha. If you have a trap where the water is dripping into it. Hanicha shiyora hanyora ha delef letocha, mayim hanitosin. Va'atzofin, v'shami omer b'chiyutan, v'esil omer eno b'chiyutan. Right, if the water is dripping in, and the water overflows or splashes onto fruit outside, so Beishamai holds it, that is good, because you wanted the water lechatil in the thing, and even if it splashes out, that's called the ratzon. And Beisol says, no, that's not called the ratzon. I don't want the water to splash out or to overflow. So the water that splashes out, overflows, and goes on fruit, that's not machshir. But not l'shovcha, elu ve'elu movim shein b'chiyutan. If you took it up in your hand to pour it out, then when you picked it up, you want the water there, what's it called, to be able to pour. So now if it falls on fruit, it is b'chiyuta. U'mikomokom yesh l'shmo mehach seifa, k'digarsina b'sforim, right? Nosnu arei v'zu shior ha'delef l'tocho, afal gav, atzu le'tinefu. Even though the reason you put that trap there is to protect the wall from the rain falling on it, afilu hachim midlo kofa, right? Goli daiti dachshivinu l'kablan. Since you didn't turn it over and just use the outside to protect the water, you want the water in there. You left it there to collect the water. So even though you obviously want the water in that thing, you also want to protect it. The reason you want it in there is to protect it from the wall. But you want the water to collect in there to protect it from the wall. Now you want the water. So that's b'chiyuta. Even though you couldn't care less about the ziva, you'd be happy if you didn't have any ziva. But the kis you want. We're not talking about the ziva, we're talking about the kis. And the kis you want. So the kis is comparable to the water that you want to collect in the areva. Same thing over here. You want that water, you want the kis. And even though you only want it in order to protect something else from getting dirty, that's still good enough to be considered chashava machshava for hotzar. Hanitazim merachok, they splash far away. Batsofim mamalik shimaleya, or things that overflow. Eino b'chiyutan, velo nichalei b'hu. You don't want those. Okay. So the ma'isa, we still are back to why is one of the braises say that you're a potter of a loser. Lechara, if you're carrying this keys, it's a normal way for a Zov to carry this keys for either knowing if he's going to be a worse Zov, or Shiva Nekiyim, or to protect his clothing. So in all situations, Lamaisa, it should be Chayv. That's a normal carry. Ela Abai Varova Damrei Tarvayu, Lokasha. Horeb Yehuda, Horeb Shimon. The Machlokas is by Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. See Rashi. Horeb Yehuda, the Amr Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, Shibritzona Lo Sasa, the Eino Tzorech Le'ikr Tachlisa Kihacha, Sheino Tzorech Le'ziva Zu. Shall yada bohakis hazeh, afal pikein chayev aleha, uprukseiv amatsnir, gabi motzi hames b'mita chayev, afal gav dotzos hames lo nichalei bei, Rav Shimon Poter. Rashi seems to learn over here, the idea is the following. This is Rashi Shita in Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa, and we'll be happy with this over here. When we get to the sugyas that speak about it specifically, we'll see there's other shitas. Rashi says like this, Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa means, I'm not doing the malacha because I want that result. I would be very happy if I didn't have to have the result at all. So that's not called Malechus Machshavas. That's not called the Malach on Shabbos, according to Rav Shimon. According to Yehuda, it is. For instance, where's the case that Rashi brings down, the classic Machlokas, Malach HaChein Tzirich Legufa, you have a dead body in your house, and you carry it to get out of the house. Okay? You'd be very happy if there wasn't a dead body in your house at all. You don't need to carry this dead body. You're not carrying the dead body like they're carrying the Mishkan because they needed to crush it. They needed the Keresh to bring it to someplace else, right? So therefore, they carried it for the sake of the Keresh to transport it. Here, if you could zap the mace and make him disappear, you'd be very happy. You don't have to carry him to another place. You just don't want him in your house. That's called Malacha Shein Tzirich Legufa. I don't need the Malacha for the purpose that I'm doing the Malacha. I need it for a negative purpose. I just want to get him out of the house. I don't need him to get him somewhere else, like they did in the Mishkan, to get it somewhere else. Right? They didn't take the crush and to get him out of the Rishus HaYoch, or the Rishus HaRab. They did him to get them where they wanted to get them. So if you do it for a negative purpose, Rav Shimon holds, that's not called Malechus Machsheves, and Rav Yehuda holds it is. Okay, same thing over here. I'm not carrying this keys because I want to carry a keys around, right? Like you carry other things around. I'm carrying the keys because I don't want to get dirty, right? Or because I have to know about the Ziva. I don't really want to, what's it called, to be a Zav. I would rather the fact that I have a Ziva at all, and then I wouldn't have to carry the keys at all. But in order to save myself from getting dirty, I have to carry this thing. So I'm not carrying the thing to get the thing into Rosh Hashanah. I'm carrying it only because I have to save myself from something else. So I'm not carrying it for the purpose you normally carry. Right, you carry things to get them somewhere else. Here I'm not carrying the keys to get into Rosh Hashanah. Right, I'd be very happy if I didn't have any ziva, I could take the keys off. I'm only carrying it to protect myself. That's called Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv on that. That's the brisa that says you're chayiv. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you're potter on that. That's the brisa that says you're potter. Okay. Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel. Yotze Adam B'Tfilin Erev Shabbos Im Chashecha. Person is allowed to go out Erev Shabbos right before nightfall with his tefillin. We'll see in one second if they're on or carrying them. But he's allowed to go with tefillin. My timer. Even the Amar Rabba Bar Barafunda, Chayiv Adam LaMashmish B'Tfilin Kol Shoah. We're not afraid that he's going to forget them and carry them or wear them on Shabbos, and that wearing of the tefillin on Shabbos is like carry. Okay? So just like we're afraid that if a tailor has his pin, what's it called? He's carrying his pin, he's going to forget himself and carry it on Shabbos. So we should be afraid that if you have your tefillin on, you're going to keep them on and carry them and end up carrying them on Shabbos. Tefillin is different. Why? Because since Rabba Bar Rav Huna said, a person has to constantly check his tefillin. Right? Kalva Chomer Mitzitz. But it sits, Matzitz Shein Boel Askora Achas, Omra Torah Vahoy Al Mitzcha Tomid, that the tzitz, which had God's name on it, Kodesh Lashem, the tiara that the Kohen Gadol wore over his forehead, right, of gold. So it says one Shem Hashem there, and it says it should be on his forehead, Tomid. Shelo Yasiach Daito Mimenu. He shouldn't take it out of his mind. He should constantly have his mind on it. In other words, he should constantly be checking it. Remember that he has it there. Tefillin sheish ben askoras harbe, tefillin which have many shemos of the Ribbono Shel in it, alachas kam v'kamet, you have to constantly, right, it's called, have to have it in mind, and therefore you have to constantly touch it to remember that you're wearing the tefillin. You don't take your mind off of it. Hilkach mitker docherlu, since you always have to touch your tefillin, so memele, you'll remember that you're wearing them and you'll take them off before Shabbos. You won't carry them into Shusharabbat. So tefillin are different than a pin. A pin you may forget. Right, a needle. But a, what's it called? But tefillin, you won't forget. Rashi, im chashecha, velo chashinan dilma nothik behu mishitechsha. We're not afraid that you'll forget the tefillin and end up going out into Shus HaRabim after it gets dark. V'hoi amitzcho tamid, kro yiseirahu, v'hach drosha. V'ha kvar kova le'mokom, v'hoi ametzacharam. It says already where it should be. So why does it have to mention it again? The mashmish, oh, we didn't get it yet. Okay, so here there's a shaila, what exactly it's talking about. It's talking about wearing your tefillin, or it's talking about what's it called, walking with the hand. The Beis Yosef says that lechora, we had before that the only issur for a tailor is to hold the pin in his hand, because if it's in his clothing, anyway, it'd only be an issur d'rabbanan if he went out, so it's a gzeira l'gzeira. Don't go out with a pin in your clothing Erev Shabbos, because you may end up carrying it on Shabbos. And even on Shabbos, you'll need the Rabbanan. So we said that that's not Aser. He's talking where he's holding it in his hand. Okay? So the Chora, if you walk out with your tefillin, wearing your tefillin, it's also not Derech Hamotzin. That's not the normal way to carry. And therefore, you'd only be Aser in the Rabbanan. So why do I need to be told that tefillin is special, because you have to touch it? Even if you wouldn't have to touch it, you'd be allowed to wear it Erev Shabbos, because it's Gzera L'Gzera. But the worst I could do is go out with it, wearing it into Rishus HaRabim, which is only the Rabbanan. That's not the normal way to carry things. Okay. Therefore, the Beis Yosef learns, it's talking over here, that you're carrying the tefillin in your hand. And you're allowed to go out right before Shabbos with your tefillin in your hand, and we're not afraid that you'll forget that you're carrying the tefillin, like you forget you're carrying a needle, because the tefillin you have to check constantly, and the Beis Yosef holds, not only do you have to check your tefillin constantly when you're wearing them, even when you're not wearing them, you have to check them, right? It is an Indian, even when you're carrying the tefillin, you have to keep checking them, right? That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Bach says no such thing. We learn from the tzitz. The tzitz is only when it was on his forehead he had to remember, not when he was carrying in his hand, right? So therefore the Rashba says that it's taket only when it's on his head. If you're carrying it in your hand, you can't go out with the tefillin either. There's no Indian to check it, right? But over here, it could be that the tefillin is worse. Because since tefillin is a normal way to wear it, it's not like putting a pin into your begad. That's shalokadera. But the normal way of wearing tefillin is wearing them on your head. It's not called a lavush. It's not called a garment that you wouldn't be chayi b'chla. But lemaisa, it's not called not derech hamotzin. That's the normal way to carry tefillin when you walk around with them, to carry them on. And therefore, it's not gzera l'gzera, it's one gzera itself. Right? We're afraid that if you wear tefillin right away before Shabbos, you continue wearing them out into Shus HaRabim, and that'll be chayiv of what's it called Minat Torah. The Mogen Avraham says that also. The machlok is over here, whether it's usher to carry the tefillin, that everybody holds still Osir, that's the way the Rashba learns, and the Bach, and the Mogen Avraham, or according to the Beis Yosef, even carrying them before Shabbos would be okay. Okay. Tanya Chananya Omer, Chayivod Lamashmesh Bevigdo Erev Shabbos im Chashecha, Om Rav Yosef Hilchaso Rabosi Lashabbos. Right? Chananya said that a person has to check his pockets right before dark to make sure that he's not carrying anything that he may inadvertently carry on Shabbos. And Rav Yosef said this is a big halacha Lagabi Shabbos. Okay? The Mogen Avraham says even we who don't have a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa, right? So normally you wouldn't have to, right, check. It's only Gzera L'Gzera, right? Don't check. You have to check your pockets Erev Shabbos, before Chashecha, because maybe you come to carry on Shabbos, and coming to carry on Shabbos only Drabbanan, because we don't have a Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. We don't have 600,000 people in our Rishus HaRabim. It's only Drabbanan. So normally that mitzvah wouldn't apply. Still a mitzvah, because we're afraid maybe you'll be metalkul mukta. You have to check your pockets, see if there are any mukta things in. I don't understand what the difference is. Mukta is also in Drabbana. So if you have to check for mukta, it's also gzeru gzeru. So what's the difference between checking for mukta and checking for carrying in an issa Drabbana? Right? I don't know. Somebody look up the Mogen Avraham. I have no idea what the difference is. Mogen Avraham says, even we have to do it, even though we don't have Rishus HaRabim D'Oraisa. Right, and normally you wouldn't have to check because it's only Nisa Drabbanan, Gzera L'Gzera. We should have to check as Muktzah. Okay. I don't know.
Muktzah, even if you don't take it out.
What?
Muktzah, even if you don't take it from one Rishus to another Rishus.
Right, but it's so what's only one Gzera? It's one Gzera. Over there, if you don't take it out of your pocket, but you don't go out to Rishus HaRabim, so there's nothing. So we're afraid if you don't take it out of your pocket, you may come take it over here. What are you going to do? You're going to be metautal it, metautal mukta, which is immediate, even if you don't do something else. Yeah, even though metautal mukta in your pocket is tutul the gufo, which is not awesome. We're afraid that you may take it out of your pocket and be metautal it. So you still have to do something. So it's still a problem. Okay. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says that even on Shabbos, not only Erev Shabbos, even on Shabbos, you want to walk out of the Erev. You have to check your pockets, make sure you're not carrying something that you would be over an Isser to take it out of the Erev. The Torah in the Shulchan Aruch says it's a mitzvah l'mashmesh, and the Rambam says a chiyuv, like the Gemara says. And the Bir Halacha says that l'maisa, the chiyuv is only if you have it in your hand. Then where it goes there, then maybe you'll carry it out. But if it's in your pocket, right, where anyway, if you carry it, it'd probably only be the Rabbanan. There's no chiyuv there. It's only a mitzvah. Okay, let's go on. Lo yachles kelev. Okay, you shouldn't check your clothing for lice. Iboyelehu. Lo yachles kelev biyom, shemiyaro, Reb Elezerhi, detanya om Reb Elezer, hori kina v'shabbos kilo hori gomel, velo yikra l'oraner shemiyate. What does the Mishnah mean? These are two separate things. One is you're not allowed to check your clothing for lice, period, even in the daytime. Nothing to do with doing it by candlelight. You're not allowed to check your clothing for lice because we're afraid you may come to kill a louse. And killing lice on Shabbos, according to Reb Elezer, is like killing a camel. In other words, it's awesome. It's chayiv. Right? Killing lice is no different than killing any other animal. Killing animals on Shabbos is a told of shochet, right? Natilus neshama. And therefore, what's it called? We made a gzera not to check your clothing for lice. You may come to kill the louse. Okay, that's the pshat. And then another thing, lo yikra lo oraner. You shouldn't read by candlelight shemiyat, because maybe you'll tilt the candle, right? Tilt the lamp, and you'll be chayev on maver. You'll be chayev on making a fire by putting the oil closer to the wick. O dilma tarvayu shemiyat, or maybe not. You're really allowed to check your clothes for lice during the daytime. We're not afraid you're going to kill lice. But the problem is that you shouldn't check your clothes for lice by candlelight, because you need to be able to see, and maybe you won't see so well, and you'll tilt the lamp, and you'll be over on Mather. So both of them, not reading by candlelight, and not checking your clothes, are only because of the candle. But not that there's any isser of checking your clothes for lice by itself. Toshma. Ain't polin, vein korin l'or haner. Right? We have a brisa that says you can't check your clothes for lice and you can't read l'or hanir. Right? Mashma, that they're, what's it called, that they're both the same reason. Shemara says, mi alima mes nisim. Mishnah also said both of them, and we have a shlafik, whether one is for one reason, one's for the other reason, or they're both for the same reason. Why don't we have the same child in the brisa? So Tosu says, what was the havamina? I mean, it's exactly the same thing as the Mishnah. So it says a brisa has to be more has to explain itself better than a Mishnah. Mishnah was said very succinctly without all the explanations. Brises were bedafka said with more explanation. So if it would be two separate things, right, the brises should have been more clear. Right, the Mishnah, you could say, didn't have to be clear, but the brises should have been clear. Since it wasn't clear, the Havamina was that probably the same thing. The answer is no, even the brisa doesn't have to be that clear. Toshma, ein polin l'or haner, ve'ein korin l'or haner. Elu min halacha sh'omru ba'aliyas Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Goro. Right, you can't check your clothing for lice by candlelight, and you can't, what's it called, read by candlelight. Candle over here, we mean a lamp. Okay. These are some of the halachas that were said. Later we'll see this, what was halachas were said now in the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Goram. Right? They went up to that attic and they came out with a lot of halachas. These are some of those halachas. Shmamino, the Tarvayu Shemiyate, Shmamino. So it's clear. This Brisa says clearly that the issur of checking your clothing for lice is not because of the lice, it's because you may come to tilt the lamp. But during the day, you could check your clothes for lice. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Afilu lahavchin ben digdo le bigde ishto, right? You what's it called? You can't use candlelight, a lamp, even to pick out your clothing and distinguish it from your wife's clothing. Okay, Omer Rava lo amrei le bnei mechuza, right? That's only bnei mechuza who used to wear unisex clothing. The husband's clothing and the wife's clothing were very similar, so you needed a lot of light to distinguish whose clothing was whose. Okay, they wore, men and women wore similar clothing. You see from here that clothing that is usable by men and women equally is not beged ish or beged isha. Right? It has to be something that's specific to a man that a woman's not allowed to wear, or specific to a woman. But if it's something that both sexes can wear equally, then you're allowed to wear them equally. Because they used to wear clothing that was similar.
Yeah, but you have to be
marked
which one is his and which one is hers.
Yeah, that was only... No, but that's not Yisr, that's fine. Well, no, his clothes, whatever. But the nice, you're allowed to wear clothing. It's very similar to a woman's clothing, even though it looks like a woman's clothing. And same thing, as long as it's not something that's miyuchad for an ish. But the people in what's it called, the people in the fields, they used to wear clothing that was clearly men's and women's clothing. And therefore, you didn't need so much light to tell which is a skirt and which is pants. Okay. The old people used to wear clothing that were similar between men and women. But young girls, right, the teenagers wouldn't wear clothing that looked like men's clothing. Right? They wore feminine clothing. Okay. They were clearly different clothing between men and women for the youngsters. And therefore, you could distinguish. It's not usher to pick out the clothing by candlelight of the youngsters, even in Mechuza. Okay. Rashi. Hilchos HaRabasi. No. So the Mashmi from Bigdo. Shalo Yekorach B'shum Dover Pen Yotzienu. That shouldn't, nothing should be on your clothing or in your pockets or tied to you that you would end up carrying out into Rishus HaRabim. Hilchos Rabasi, Dover Gadol Yesh Kan Afrisho Misr Shabbos. This is an important halacha. The person should remember because it will prevent him from being over Yisurei Shabbos. Shema Yaharog V'Yom Nami Askina Ulaor Aner Das Misin Alo Yikra Koi. Right? Maybe that which it says you can't check your clothing for lice is not talking dafka by candlelight, even in the daytime, because we're afraid you may kill a Shema Yaharog. Right? Maybe you'll kill a lice. The Hore Gomel, Kolomer, the Godel Ma'ot. Even a big animal, what's it called, like a gomel, is the same thing as killing a louse. Lice, just the fact that they're small, doesn't make them exempt from the halacha of killing. Oh, Dilma, Lor Haner, Diktoni, Atarvayukoi. Maybe Lor Haner is going back on both of them, and you only can't delouse your clothing by candlelight. The Tarvayu Shemiyata, and the reason is because maybe you'll tip the lamp. But during the day you can do it because we're not afraid you'll kill the lice. Because we'll see there's an opinion that says you're allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. Ba'afilu hachi mishapkelon, de'ikele fluge behu, ulememer de lor haner, lo alo yikra koi, hachanami, ikele nemer, de'ein polen afilu beyom, ulor haner ain korin koi. What's this different, this brisa, different than the Mishnah? The Mishnah also says in the end, lor haner. We're saying maybe lor haner only goes on the second thing, on the not reading, and the first thing, ain polen, has nothing to do with oraner. Same thing with the brisa, could say the same thing. Toshma, viktoni lor haner bitarvayu. So we have another brisa that says, beferish, that you can't do either one by candlelight. Mashma, that if it's not by candlelight, it's okay to check your clothing for lice. B'nei mechuzah, mefanki, v'lo avdei melacha, they are mefunakim, they're dainty people, and they don't work. U'bigdeyam rechavim, kishel isha, and they used to wear like cloaks. Men used to wear cloaks, like women's clothing. V'tzrichim iyun, and therefore you have to look carefully to see if it's your wife's clothing or your clothes. They wear short clothing. Men wear short pants, right? Because they worked in the field. But the women, they were more wide or whatever, and they weren't so short. They were more tzonua. So the women who didn't work wore the wide clothing, and the men who worked wore the shorter clothing. So it was clear, it's easy to distinguish. By old people, so they used to wear also short clothing, because maybe also didn't work so much. They were retired. Right? Then we're afraid that it's hard to distinguish, so then you'd have to make this big distinguishing thing, and maybe you'll come to tip the lamp. By the girls, they used to wear very wide clothing, and it was clearly not the same as men's clothing, and therefore it wasn't a big deal to distinguish, and they could do it even by candlelight. Okay.